Welcome to Quickies.
When it comes to the world of entertainment, you will find all the latest updates only here on Quickies, brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun, and let's check out what's been happening. It's no surprise that some of India's top celebrities like Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Priyanka Chopra, Deepika Padukone, Sonam Kapoor and Hina Khan are all over the internet right now. After all, these beauties recently walked the Cannes Film Festival red carpet this year. But unlike everyone who's been discussing their gorgeous and eccentric outfits, a well-known pastry chef came up with a refreshing fusion. Pooja Dhingra, who runs her bakery Le 15 Patisserie in Mumbai, has created desserts replicating these grand celeb outfits. For Sonam Kapoor Ahuja's off-shoulder canary yellow gown, she made lemon eclairs and used lemon mousse to recreate the frills. Deepika Padukone's Peter Dundas gown got a sweet rendition through white chocolate cupcakes and a bow made out of chocolate. Raspberry and white chocolate meringue eclairs was dedicated to Aishwarya Rai Bachchan's red and white strapless gown. Priyanka Chopra's Robert Cavalli dress dessert version was a chocolate cake with chocolate crumbles, and the whole thing was made extra sparkly. And lastly, Hina Khan's geometric lavender dress helped Pooja redefine her lavender macaroons to perfection. But you know what? Me saying it doesn't even begin to do justice to these amazing desserts. So how about you go check out and drool over the pictures only on In.com. After BJP and Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a historical win yesterday in the Lok Sabha elections, well-wishers from all over the world flooded the internet congratulating him and the party. Filmmaker Anurag Kashyap was one of them, but unlike others, his message had more than just congratulations written. After his daughter was threatened by one of Modi's followers, Kashyap, through a tweet, questioned the Prime Minister as to how to deal with people who are celebrating his victory by threatening his daughter Alia. He also attached a screenshot of the threat, which was a comment filled with cuss words for both Anurag and Alia. Out of the many reactions to Anurag's tweet, a significant one was made by filmmaker and social activist Ashok Pandit, who retweeted the post and claimed that the abuser's Twitter handle seems to be photoshopped as it doesn't exist on Twitter, which then led to Kashyap lashing out on him and calling him a moron. And after all this, we contacted Ashok Pandit for his reaction, to which he exclusively told In.com that, quote, "Your entire reason of sending this tweet to Narendra Modi is not because your daughter is in trouble. It's basically that you're trying to tell the world that this country is intolerant, which you have been propagating. We are not fools here. The country is also not a fool, and that's why we have elected Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister." His response to me was the more abusive language. Maybe he was drunk that time and he must be having his weed, which he normally has, and he was not even in his senses. So he sends a WhatsApp message to me where he uses more abusive language. I had also written my first tweet that I'm ready to come with you to the police station, because if this man is true, he should be punished to the maximum level. He should not be spared, because I have faced the same situation with my daughter. I didn't complain to the Prime Minister, I went to the police station. The police took action against him. So you normally go to the police and not complain to the Prime Minister. So this intention of his is what I question." Unquote. Right, so yes, that's what happened, but for a more detailed version of this, there is an article on In.com where you will find all the relevant screenshots as well. With less than 2 weeks to go for Salman Khan's Bharat to be released, the promotions are at full swing. And while the film's trailer and songs have been well received by the audience, there's a lot more work to be done, which involves various promotional outings. And naturally, it's the lead cast that has been making the rounds for it. Salman Khan, Katrina Kaif and Sunil Grover kickstarted the promotions by visiting the Star Sports studio and spoke to Bruce Lee for an episode of IPL 2019. And recently, they also went to the one go-to place for film promotions, and that is the Kapil Sharma show, but only this time Sunil Grover did not join them, which is not at all surprising given the fallout between Kapil and Sunil in the past. A source close to Salman exclusively spilled the beans on this to In.com by revealing Sunil would have not said no to Salman, but he, that is Salman, wanted Sunil to make a decision. Sunil did not want to be on the show and he clearly said no to Salman, and the actor was okay with his decision. In a way, it's disappointing because Sunil Grover and Kapil Sharma were one of the best duo on the small screen once upon a time, and even though they both paint the picture of everything being alright, this exclusive piece of information suggests otherwise. When it comes to Priyanka Chopra, there is always something to look forward to. After a stunning appearance in Cannes Film Festival, Priyanka has been in Ethiopia since the past couple of days in an effort to empower children and spread awareness of the education program. And by doing this, she is fulfilling her duties as the Global Goodwill Ambassador of UNICEF. During this time, she has also been sharing inspirational stories about the children there. And quite recently, she also took to her Instagram to do a Q&A session about her work with UNICEF and the trip to Ethiopia. One of her followers, while appreciating her work, questioned her about the underprivileged kids in India, to which she gracefully responded by saying, "I believe that a child is a child and we are all global citizens and we need to care about the future of children all over the world. I have worked with UNICEF in India for many years and will continue to do so." Another question was regarding the role she will be playing during her trip to the kids, to which she said, "Ethiopia at the moment is going through a silent emergency and I'm going to these refugee camps to meet these kids, listen to their stories and be a voice for them. Use my voice to amplify theirs to get the world to care." Which personally I believe is amazing, because she has also been visiting primary schools as an attempt to highlight UNICEF's effort of ensuring that students are getting quality education and that each child gets into school. She's also spreading awareness regarding gender-based violence, sexual violence and child marriage there. In the past, wearing her UNICEF Global Ambassador cap, she also visited countries like Bangladesh and Zimbabwe. Damn, is she awesome or is she awesome? South Indian actress Sai Pallavi is extremely choosy about the project she takes up, but when NGK was offered to her, she picked it up without giving it a second thought, mainly because of Selva Raghavan directing it and Surya playing the lead. Right from the start of the promotional run, she has been happy to admit that NGK was one of her toughest performances yet, and the fact that it gave her real confidence when she beat her best in all her years of acting. In one of her recent interviews, she said, "NGK taught me things that no other film did so far. For the first 2 days, I found it so hard even for the smallest of scenes. Selva sir used to act and pick the scenes in the way he wanted it. For my other films, I used to take influences from what I've seen and some other films too. But for NGK, I wrapped up all my past experiences and worked on the film purely based on what Selva sir had instructed me to do. Learning to unlearn was my biggest learning from NGK." So there you have it. This has been one of the most awaited films of the year, and we can definitely expect some terrific performances from Surya and Sai Pallavi when the film hits the big screens, which is exactly a week from now on 31st May. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Have a great weekend. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.